Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into the 1 o'clock hour here. At this time tomorrow, we will have in studio with us the CEO of KC Pet Project. For a multitude of reasons, all the shelters are full. Current economic conditions don't help.
Yep.
Current lack of SNAP money doesn't help. I was there yesterday because I've done two dogs days out since Eclair was adopted a little over a week ago. I was going to send this to you yesterday. You were talking about the possibility of getting another dog, maybe?
Maybe. This is how Katie's finding out. So Gordon's getting older. It's something I want to talk about I can ask her about it tomorrow or when we have Wayside Waifs in again. Is it better to get kind of a bridge dog, if that makes sense? That's reductive, but...
Have some overlap.
Yeah. Is it better to get dogs that overlap or not? Because I don't think... Getting another dog wouldn't be that big of a hassle. Mm-hmm. It would be, I think, good for Gordon, my dog now, because he'd have a buddy. Mm-hmm. He'd obviously have to get along with this other dog. Mm-hmm. But also, Gordon's getting up there in years. And so my question is it better to get a dog where it kind of overlaps? Does that kind of make it easier when the other dog passes? Mm-hmm. Or is it better to just start over fresh with a new dog?
If you have questions for her, including you, you can text us into us and we'll talk to her at this time tomorrow. Look up Mulligan on the KC Pet Project. That's who I had out yesterday.
Okay.
I think he needs to replace Salvi on the Kansas City Royals. All we did for 90 minutes was play catch in the backyard.
Okay.
It was kind of like a little kid gets frustrated when you are tired and you stop playing with them and they look at you like, why aren't you playing with me anymore? That's exactly how afternoon went. We would throw the tennis ball around the backyard. He was very good at it. He would catch it up in the air very, very fast. And then he'd be panting and I'd be like, you need to drink some water and you need to rest. And he would pick up the ball and put it directly in front of me and I wouldn't pick it up. And he would do that pouty look like, hey, lady, how much clearer do you want me to be about this? Pick up that ball and throw it. He's so cute. And I sent them so much video and so many pictures and stuff. Yeah, he's super skinny.
Yeah.
He's like 3 years old. He's super skinny.
They say he's 44 pounds.
Yeah.
When he's fully grown, he's 2 years, 10 months. So you don't need to worry about him getting bigger.
Yeah. Super soft.
Yeah.
He was a lot of fun yesterday. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's fine.
Very cute.
We'll talk more about it tomorrow.
So.
Okay. So we had a story that we did not get to last week that Dana and Parks did yesterday about your favorite place in your house.
Yeah.
Like where you sit, what is your place?
It was specifically like Gen Z is very big on this of having a place in their house. And I'm assuming our Gen Zer here can maybe confirm this a little bit. I would assume that's because, you know, you guys are staying in houses longer. Might have sounded critical. I didn't mean for it to. I'm just saying you guys are living with your parents longer. So it's important to have like a place in the house that you can call your own. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. He's squinting at me.
Yeah.
Call him squinting in there. But I think that makes sense. Like, so you have a place that's your own. When we lived in Boston, we had a house that sucked. It was old and gross, and it was too expensive, but it was near the schools that we wanted our kids to go to, so we were in there. I didn't have a place of my own in that house. Mm-hmm. I had a desk in the bedroom, and by the way, I actually made this. It was a desk that folded into the wall. I'm not that handy, but
I've seen those.
But if I'm desperate, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And I made it. I went to Home Depot and got the parts and then bolted it to the wall, and it would fold up because otherwise we didn't have the room in the bedroom for it.
Right.
When we got this house here in Overland Park, it was very important for me to have my own office.
Mm-hmm.
And yet for the last year, I have not taken advantage of that. I've had stuff in there. I've got like my guitars, drum set. I got a TV so I can watch whatever I want, and yet still spend most of the time downstairs on the couch, watching TV, being immersed in, you know, my family. If I'm doing work, it's down there on the laptop, on the couch. I decided to change that this week.
And I wanted to talk about it a little bit because one of the things they brought up was, as kids, our dads had their recliner.
Yeah.
Nobody else ever sat in that recliner. That was dad's spot. Nobody else ever touched it. And I laughed because they were talking about whether people still have recliners like that and whether we still treat them that way. And you just bought one.
I bought one. And what's funny about it is I don't like spending money. Katie doesn't like spending money. When I said on Saturday, I was like, hey, when you get home, can we go to Nebraska Furniture Mart? Because I'm thinking about getting a recliner. She was like, oh, okay, great. I was like, uh-oh. She's sick of me being downstairs too.
she wants something too.
Never. Okay. I wish I honestly, maybe that would be good. I'd be like, you get something, I get something. Nope. It's just, I get something and she gets the downstairs living room to herself. I think that's what she gets. But we went there, found one that was reasonably priced. I had it delivered yesterday. I put it up in the room. I now have that recliner so I can watch football and movies that I can't watch downstairs in the family room because they're R-rated and I don't want my 9-year-old watching them. I have my desk up there so I can do my work up there. Katie, it dawned on her like Sunday night. She was like, are we ever going to see you again? She's like, what else do you need? I was like, I need to get a fridge in there. I know that. Maybe I need to get a hot plate so I can like start cooking my own meals in there. I basically set up a little apartment for myself.
It's a college dorm, basically, is what you've set up.
And it's the size of one. Like the room is not big, but it's kind of rectangular. So it kind of seems like a college dorm. Point is, it's very cozy. I've made it very cozy in there. It's very nice, and I'm very happy with it. So what is that space in the house for you? 913-586-7798. What is like a space, if you're a father, husband, or a wife and mother, or a kid, like where have you kind of sectioned off as this is my spot?
Yeah,
This is my Finn would on that love seat that actually a love seat that I was always sitting on that reclines. He would always sit in my spot and it was always a fight. Every morning I'd come downstairs like, get out of my spot. You know, that's my spot. Get out. You know, that's where I sit and do my work in the morning. Get up. And now I don't do that.
I am in my home office a lot. When I bought this house, one of the things I loved about it was that there is a room, and I think it used to be a mud room. It's the only room in the house that has carpet, and it's the far end of the house, opposite end of the house from where the bedrooms are, which is great. So that way, if there are people staying here and I'm working, they're at the other end. And this was the first room I did in the house, partially because I started working right away. But this was the first room that I settled into, that I bought accessories for, that I put stuff on the walls for. And it's not unusual. In fact, it's really common that if I have stuff to do on a computer at night, I'm at this setup, not on my laptop in the living room, because there's the extra screen. The lighting in here is really good. I'm really comfortable. Now, granted, I live alone, so every spot is my spot, but also I rearrange furniture a lot. Yeah. I'm never happy with how it is. And I just did it in my living room last week, and I have not yet settled on what my spot in the living room is. There's no regular spot there. It's one corner of the couch or the other.
Yeah.
But it just depends on the time of day and where the sun is coming from.
It's kind of funny because living by yourself, you would think you could just, every spot is your spot.
But there are some seats I never sit in.
It is funny. You just kind of, you do kind of burrow in, like everybody mm-hmm. does. I mean, you kind of burrow into one spot. And yeah. I think it's like your scent is left there, or I don't yeah. know, or it's the way the sun is hitting it, or it's where the TV is positioned. Yeah.
You know, you make it more comfortable to fit your body a little bit more. Like I have really great, they're taller than like stools, but not as high. They're like mid high, 20 inches high. I have great chairs in my kitchen that are at the island. And I'm like, I'm going to sit at these all the time. I'm going to take my computer in there. I'm going to sit in the kitchen all the time. I'm never on them.
From the text line, my recliner is my happy place. I listen to the radio and watch television there. Yeah. That's from 2377.
And that's like the guy thing is the recliner. What's the female version of the recliner in the house? Because it's always the men with the recliner. You know, we
Why
don't
is
have
it the
that.
Men have the recliner? If Katie sits down, we have downstairs, we have a couch where all the seats recline and a love mm-hmm. seat where all the seats recline. She always reclines too, but mm-hmm. it does feel like a more of a male thing. And
guys
by the way,
have the recliner.
I'm going to say this. This is such a nitpicky thing. I don't like powered recliners.
You don't like hitting the button?
Yeah, hitting the button and waiting
you
for it to come up.
On the big crank thing?
And then, yeah, just rip it back. Oh, that's, mm-hmm. There's something soothing about that. And also, it takes forever to put it back down. So, especially if you have kids, they never put it back down. Those things are always up. uh-huh. Yeah. And is there a spot in the house that you we said like that you have sectioned off, but that somebody else in the house has decided, no, that's their spot. Like mm-hmm. that belongs to them. Gordon has a couch. The dog has his own couch. It's this old couch that we have in the kids' video game room. Mm-hmm. He's just got an old, he just sits in there on that couch and but nobody can sit on it. And mm-hmm. if you sit on it when he's not in there, he will run in and go like, what's going on? What's this all about? Get out of my chair.
Go squirrel a little bit, but do you guys sit together at the dinner table and have dinner?
No,
I know you cook a lot, but mm-hmm. so for
sometimes, not all the time.
A regular seat at the dining room table. Does everyone always sit in the same spot at the dining room table if you sit together as a family?
Yeah, we at our table is oval, so uh-huh. I sit and Katie sit on the sides of the oval, okay. So we're closest to each other, and we can see each other and talk to each other. And then the kids
yeah. and the kids can yell
are at the other
across
side.
The table.
Yeah, so the kids are further apart from each other, so they won't mm-hmm. fight. But yeah, when we sit at the table, that's the
I'm left-handed, so I always get first dibs when we go to restaurants.
Yeah,
I don't bump elbows with people because the rest of my family are right-handed freaks. So
I forgot you're left-handed. Mm-hmm. I've worked with so many people that are left-handed. Too many.
Yeah, and if you're at a rectangle, I get that. But like my table is round,
yeah.
And so there's no head of the table at my dining room table.
From the text line, my happy place is my office. It's just my space in the front room of the house. Somebody asks, how freaking big is Jonathan's house is that he has a video game room for his kids? Look, I get it. It's 2,400 square feet. Mm-hmm. It's a bigger house. It's not like a mansion. It's just there's only four of us, and Katie doesn't really have something where she needs like her space. Mm-hmm. She could have it if she wanted, but she's never said that.
What would it be like if she wanted a room to herself, like her own office?
She
does
just,
that room exist?
Well, I told her like she can come into my office and watch TV and stuff if she
but
wants
what if
to.
She
that
wants
seems
her
better.
Own.
She does. If she did, she just goes into the bedroom. Like when she wants to be alone, she watches TV. Our bed is also the frame. What is it called? Adjustable. So mm-hmm. you can sit up in the bed. And she just sits up in the bed and watches TV like that.
So no, there is no. There's no room that if she wanted her own.
If she wanted it, she could have it.
In the house.
Yeah, she could have it. I don't care if the kids have a video game room. Screw them. I don't care enough about that. I don't care as much about them as I do about my wife.
Is every room in your house purposed? Is there any room in your house that's not being used for anything?
There's one room. If you walk directly in, go right, there's a room where we've never decided what to do with it. So okay. there's like a keyboard in there, okay. some music equipment and stuff. There's.
So could she have that?
If she wanted, yeah. But okay. she's never once like said, like, I want that area. I want this to be my little girl area, which I would actually think would be nice. give some area. Yeah, like she made it all girly and like
little crafting
potpourri
room.
And yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know, pink ribbons dolls coming down from the ceiling and yeah, mm-hmm. she's always
strawberry shortcake
playing Katy Perry and stuff. I don't care. Mm-hmm. From the text line, I have a couch with a chaise lounger, so that's my spot. And then I put a dog hammock right next to it, so my dog cuddles up in that one.
A what?
Aww. Too.
Mm. What kind of lounger? What?
Chaise.
Chaise. I don't really know what that means either, by the way. Isn't it chaise? Means
it's a longer, they're more common. I looked at them for my patio. It means you sit in it, but it's got extra room for your legs to stretch out.
Yeah.
Chaise lounge is
okay. Yeah, I like that. So it's like
It's like take an ottoman but attach it. That's like the length of your chair.
What are those ones called? I hate them. But the ones that like you'd see at a psychiatrist's office back in the day, the ones that are psychologist's office that you lay on, is that a chaise lounge?
It's just couch.
No, just couch. No, it's not a couch. It's like one that you specifically. It's like it comes up in the back. Ah, man,
look up chaise lounge real fast so that you know what that is. Did you ever have a Papasan chair?
No, I hate those.
With the wicker,
I can't get out of them. I can't get out of them.
I know, but they're so nice. When you're short, those are great to cuddle into to nap.
First thing that came out for Chase Lounge is the Chase Lounge Airport Lounge.
Oh, my first one was Wayfair. That tells you.
Yeah, I guess that's it. That's what I'm talking about. It is a Chase Lounge. That's okay. What I don't like those.
Okay, Jimmy.
It's like 2/3 of a bed.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Can you explain what you were talking about? Because I don't know what that is either.
Papasan chair. You probably need to look that up so that you can see the image. But it was big in the 80s and 90s. It was a big wicker bowl that sat in a cradle and then had a cushion that would sit in this bowl. And I had an ottoman to go with mine because I was cool. And so you could just kind of like curl up in it or hang your legs over the side and you could sleep in it.
I've seen those
really,
in like
really
dorm
popular.
Rooms. Yeah.
Yes. Big for dorms.
Yeah, I hate those.
And you could get a double one that was a couch. Those people were fancy.
Yeah, chaise lounge. Or chaise lounge, however you want to
chaise
say it.
Chaise lounge, that's right.
Or a fainting couch. Some people call it that. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, we're way over. 913-586-7798. Where is your happy place as far as your house is concerned? And do you have a spot in the house that no one else is allowed to go in? Like, the wife couldn't even sit there. And it'd be a problem. Like Archie's chair on All in the Family. 913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Outside.
What's your favorite place in the house?
Any place this song isn't playing. I didn't even think about the song until it started going viral because of some TikTok thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it popped up. I was like scrolling through videos and it popped up and Katie heard it in the other room. Was like, turn that off. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I hate that song. Anyway, your favorite place in the house. Yeah.
What's like your home where everybody else knows to stay the heck out of? And does everybody in your house have that place?
Some of these kind of made me sad.
Oh.
This is from 7665. My happy place. Oh, wait, this one is good. I'm sorry. My happy place is in the barn with my daughter, show cows and goats. I was unaware of the concept of show cows. I mean, it makes sense because there's.
Yeah.
4-H. And that I just. The idea, like, oh, this isn't a regular cow. this is a show cow. 0123 says, I disappeared in my bathroom. It has a very cool shower, big spa-like tub, music in the walls, and heat lamps.
I want heated floors in a bathroom sometime.
We had those for a little bit in a house we had before. It was very nice.
I would like that.
When I was raising my kids, I'm not going to say the number for this one because this is the one that made me sad. When I was raising my kids, the only place for me time was the master bath. It was where I went to cry or get some quiet time.
Aww.
You know what, though? That's not fair for me to feel sad about that because I think actually crying is beneficial. Your body releases.
Your tears have cortisol in them. And so that's a way to release
it's a stress reliever. And you also get a rush of endorphins. You usually feel better after a good cry, which is why I'm grumpy. I refuse to do it. From the text line, couch with a chaise lounge. I put a dog. I read that one. And then we were talking about like where you sit at the table.
I was just curious, like if you eat together as a family, just like couples have their side of the bed.
Yeah.
Do you have your spot at the table?
Okay. I don't know if you're going to think this is funny or what. I kind of think it's funny in a wow. Congrats on surviving that situation thing. This person says my dad always sat at the head of the table and my mom at his right hand. We kids fought to sit next to mom, and every night we rotated one seat closer to dad because that meant you were one seat closer to getting smacked if you misbehaved.
It's
kind of funny that you were that like scientific and procedural about it. It's sad that that's how you felt about your dad, though. Like, if my kids were rotating to get away from me, I think I would notice it eventually, too.
Especially if you only have a couple.
My wife's spot is the left side of the bed. My butt better stay on the right. Okay. I've wondered about that. Like, when you're in a couple, how do you, cause it is almost instinctive. Like you decide which side you're going to sleep on. And
what if it's the same side?
There's no rhyme or reason to it because I currently sleep on the left side of the bed. When we lived in Boston, and I slept on the right. Same bed.
Yeah.
Same bed.
There are some people that are very insistent, and usually it's men, at being closer to the door, like to escape if something happens. There are some people that are very insistent on being closest to the bathroom.
Yeah.
If something happens. And so, and it's interesting, like when you're a new couple for the first time, what if you generally always sleep on the same side? How do you work that out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's just hard deciding. Like, I'm just happy to be next to you. That's fine. I don't care. You want me to sleep at the foot of the bed like a dog? I'm fine. I'll do that.
What's funny about that, too, is that for me, that has applied to what side of the studio I sit on. Also, I'll never forget.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when I first started the show, I used to sit where you sit.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach sat on the other side. And I hated it. I didn't like that my back was to the newsroom.
Okay.
That there were that people that were walking by the window and they could look in. I didn't like that. And so as soon as Zach left, I was like, ooh, I'm moving to that side. And I've been on that side ever since then. When Wicket and I would do shows out, that same model applied. We would sit on the same side. Facing the audience was the same. And if we flipped, it didn't make sense.
I see. It just, and this is way inside baseball, as inside baseball as it gets. I like where I sit because I like being able to see out the window.
Look outside.
Especially now, like the leaves are changing and stuff. At the same time, neither one of us would benefit from looking out the window because we both have ADHD.
No, we'll both be looking out the window.
It's happened so many times where you're talking and I'm like, what the hell is going on? You see that bird? Oh my God.
And I don't see as well as you do, so I have no idea what it is that you're looking at. And the same thing happens. I look out the window to the newsroom and we have people that come through the building all the time and there's a glare if there are lights on so that people will wave and look and I can't see what Amy Anderson came in one day and was waving at me. I'm like, who is that that is outside the window waving?
By the way, for people who don't work in radio, this is the closest to feeling like a zoo animal I ever is.
Oh, absolutely.
When people walk by, especially they don't do it as much as they used to, but they used to bring Boy Scout troops through all the time to see the station.
Big groups,
which is awesome.
Yeah.
But they always come by and you'll turn around and look and there's like children breathing on the glass and like just putting their hands up, just staring at you. And you're like, you can't even hear us talking. Like, how is this entertaining for you? I don't know. Anyway, from the text line, 7817 says, I'm 23 and had to move back in with my mom while between jobs. So I don't have my space in that house.
I kept my bedroom.
I keep my door closed to play games after work, but she barges in to ask me questions or show me things. I really need this apartment. And I'm looking at places tomorrow. Yeah, it is like also a biological imperative. I think it's in your body. At some point, you're just like I need my own space. I need to get out of here. I can't share the space with these people anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's sad when you're a parent because very few parents really want their kids to move out. Mm-hmm. But kids want to get the hell out. And like whenever we talk about stories about like, oh, kids are staying at home longer. Kids don't want to stay there. They want to stay there less than the parents want them there. The parents are more likely to be the ones happy that the kids are staying there, especially if they have the room for it. Like, the only advantage is if Henry moves out and goes to college in a couple of years, we are thinking about downsizing the house a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And being able to buy our own house at that point. But other than that, no, he can live with us as long as he wants. Like, I don't care, but he doesn't. He won't. He won't feel that way.
Oh, no.
Especially not after yesterday. All right. I think, Jamie, we successfully avoided talking about anything like real or serious.
I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rough things going on in the world.
An hour and a half. I'm proud of us. I think that was that was good.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. Just from noon on, we did Unpopular Opinions, the hardest thing to ever put together, and we just spent a half an hour on your favorite place in the house. That is some good radio, and I'm not even...
There are days where it's all serious, and we can't avoid it.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this out. We'll talk about this coming up. We do have a story. Why do mocktails cost as much as cocktails? I want to talk about that.
It's maddening.
But also, we need a list for tomorrow. And I had a list idea that I want to run past you. And if we want to just have a staff meeting on air.
Okay. That's always fun.
What if we did best stand-up, not best stand-up comic, but best stand-up bit? Like,
I would not have enough to offer for that.
You know, I thought you like Nate Bargatze and...
But I don't remember. It would take, my brain would have to work very hard to come up with bits. Do that on a day I'm gone.
Okay.
Save that one for a week.
What if we just did stand-up comics? Would you be able to do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, we'll do that.
Fine.
And then you just pick a bit from each stand-up comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to have audio for it.
That's easier than me having to, my brain having to think of specific.
Okay, so that's tomorrow. Coming up, why do mocktails cost as much as cocktails? The reason sucks. We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've asked this question multiple times. I don't order mocktails a lot, but it's happened a couple of times where we've had a new cocktail bar open in town and I will meet my friends there to go check it out. And it's not unusual that I haven't eaten all day. And I'm like, oh, I can't drink or I won't be able to tell you my name. So I will try one of their mocktails because some places are really proud of it. Why am I paying the same mm-hmm. for something without alcohol as I am for something that has alcohol in it?
So CBC did a segment on why booze-free cocktails and spirit alternatives, which makes it sound like you're an atheist. Mm-hmm. Like that's a nice term for it. I'm not an atheist. I'm a spirit alternative. Mm-hmm. Why they cost as much or more than real alcohol. Producers say it's about small batch production, fancy ingredients, and marketing them as a premium lifestyle product, not just the juice. What it basically comes down to is it's the same process for making these things. They just don't add the alcohol. So that's why they cost the same. Maybe it's just me, but the whole point of a good cocktail is the wizardry required to take something that tastes awful like alcohol and mm-hmm. make it drinkable. Mm-hmm. So just taking the alcohol out and charging the same price feels pointless. Just go drink juice. Like why should I yeah. pay for something that doesn't even get me buzzed?
Yeah. And so that's usually the suggestion is then just drink like club soda with lime or club soda. I've done that before. Club soda with a dash of bitters.
Mm.
We'll do it. Especially bitters comes in a lot of different flavors. And that'll be significantly cheaper than the $15 I am paying for the mocktail. I'm way more skeptical than you. I think a lot of it is bars make money off alcohol.
Yep.
And if they don't somehow make the mocktails worth or cost the same as a cocktail, they're not making nearly as much money.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
I think we come at it from the back end. How do we...
Right.
How do we not lose money on people that don't drink?
Yeah. And there's also kind of a budding sober curious
yeah.
type of movement is where people who aren't necessarily like want to give up drinking all the time, but they're like, you know what? I'm gonna cut back, or you know, it's dry January and doing stuff like that. But I still want to go to a bar, and it's targeted people who can afford a $16 drink that is mostly just ice cubes and vibes, because that's pretty much those people are. That's like, well, yeah, I like to go to a bar, but I don't want to get drunk. I will spend a lot of money though.
Yeah, and I've experimented with, and I know some of my friends have too, like the NA beer, you know, like trying to buy stuff for home, or NA wine, things like that. There are alcohol-free versions of every major spirit.
Yeah.
Now, so if you want to try to buy that and take that home, I had in a cocktail bar right after it opened, I had a mocktail that was supposed to imitate an old fashioned.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's your favorite drink, right?
I'd rather Manhattan. Old fashioned.
Manhattan, sorry. Yeah.
Manhattan's kind of my favorite, but old fashioned's like next up there. And it did not. It was gross.
What do you think about people who are in recovery and this is like a way of kind of dealing with it? Is you can still go out to a bar, you can still hang out with your friends, you can still get a drink, but you just don't get drunk from it. I'm not sure. I wonder what like specialists would say about it, because I feel like it's still like kind of a crutch. And it's still
the habit.
It's too close for comfort. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you need to be able to say, no, if I go to the bar, I'm just going to have water. I'm not going to pretend I'm drinking like alcohol-free beer you know what? If it works for you, it works for you. So I'm not trying to judge. I'm curious, like what the psychology of that is, if it's always necessarily yielding positive results for those people.
I am curious for those of you listening, if you no longer drink, if you are sober, do you drink the mocktails? What about Weird Just Said? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's cheating a little bit to be doing the mocktail?
Because it would
Does
almost
your brain understand the difference?
It would almost be like, I'm going to smoke, but I smoke cigarettes without nicotine in it or something.
Right.
You know, like okay, so it's still kind of not good for you, because the mocktails aren't good for you either. It's like from a caloric standpoint, and they're filled with sugar. So yeah, 913-586-7798. Do you, if you are like sober, curious, or just fully dry, do you go with mocktails? Do you go out when you go out? Do you get them, or do you feel like you're getting ripped off? Because that's what I feel like they are. It's like, what's the point of these? I get it if you add something else to it. You know, yesterday I was saying, like, if we take one vice away, we need to add one as far as legality is concerned. I feel like that with, if you're taking the alcohol out of it, then you should put marijuana in it. You know,
right.
Like, yeah, I should get THC in it. That makes sense. But I understand.
And I know people that do that.
Yeah.
In fact, a friend of mine has tried to quit drinking, but will do, because you can get like canned cocktails that have THC in them. They don't have alcohol in them because she's not drinking, but because THC does something different to the body than alcohol does. And so she'll drink the THC cocktails.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Getting a ton of texts on this. So we're going to break early so we can discuss this a little more coming up. 913-586-7798. We're talking about mocktails. Why they cost as much as regular cocktails with, actually alcohol in it is because they need to make money. That's if you're wondering that, it's because they need to make money.
Yeah.
But are they good? Are they good for you? Do you, if you're somebody trying to sober up, or you are somebody who's totally dry, do you order them at bars, or is it too close for comfort? 913-586-7798. We'll talk about this coming up on Midday.
CBC News out of Canada asked the question that we ask a lot. If you look at the price of a mocktail, which does not have alcohol in it, why does it cost the same as one that has booze in it?
Yeah. So we got a lot of people texting in about this from the text line. We were especially asking, like, if you are somebody who's trying to sober up, or if you have, maybe if you just never drank at all, or it could be a religious thing. Do you enjoy mocktail or NA beer? 8595 says, I drink for the buzz, not the taste, so a fake drink does nothing. 6584 says, I'm sober. I have some friends who like NA drinks, non-alcoholic drinks, but for me, it's too close to home. It depends on the person, of course. And 8595 says, I no longer drink, but I prefer to have a mocktail or non-alcoholic beer. I think it also depends on like the reason you quit drinking. Like if the reason you quit drinking is because you had a problem.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I know people who have, here's where I could see that being a problem. So I know people who have quit smoking and then one day go into a gas station and don't even think about it. It just was part of their routine for years to go into the gas station and say, I'm getting $20 on pump 12. And, you know, give me some Marlboro Reds while I'm here. And that'll come out of their mouth. And then they'll go, I already said it. I'm not going to tell them to put it back.
Yeah.
And then they start smoking again. And I already have them. So they start smoking again. Like if you're going to bars and you're trying to be sober, I feel like it could be problematic because you're going to go there and order the usual or order a mocktail. Or I'd be so worried too if I was trying to stay sober. If I order one of these, they give you the wrong drink.
Okay. So I'm glad you said that because I'm going to tell this story because she has told the story on the air. But Ashley, who calls into this show a lot, she and I went for happy hour once at a restaurant. And if I'm with her, she is sober. I do not drink when I'm with her because I can try mocktails too and I don't need to drink.
Okay.
And we will try mocktails. And we went to a restaurant and we pointed to the drink that we wanted. And it was a takeoff of an alcoholic drink, but we specifically said we want the NA version. And I sipped mine and I'm like, wow, this tastes like it has alcohol in it. But okay. And she tasted hers and it did.
Oh,
it
boy.
Had alcohol in it. And it was a huge communication mess up. And they didn't realize what we were pointing at. And it was a big deal. Like
right.
We talked to the manager. The manager apologized. She got really upset. I mean, understandably, if you have not had a drink in a very long time and somebody serves you a drink, that's traumatic.
From the text line, dry drunks go to bars to chase the old feeling. Then they have one and a million is not enough. And that's back to your story. That's the thing. I would be so worried about that if I was trying to stay sober, because we know people who like just one drink, you fall off the wagon and that's all it takes. 3096 says LaCroix scratches the cold beer itch without the alcohol.
Okay.
I guess that's good enough. So a bunch of people saying they're in recovery, saying they would never go into a bar like right. Like,
yeah,
it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's just like if you're addicted to sugar, don't go into a bakery.
So I feel like this is not something that's developing because we had a problem with alcoholism in this country and all of a sudden people are trying to sober up. This is something that started. The mocktail started because there's people who are, as I said earlier, sober curious.
Yeah, or like sober January or,
you know,
just for their health. They're trying to lose weight. And so now those mocktails have a lot of sugar in them sometimes because to mock the taste of alcohol,
you have to,
takes a lot.
Yeah.
But at least it's not alcohol.
Or imagine if you're the designated driver, but you still want to, you know, have a drink. Quote,
yeah,
unquote.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. From the text line, 7517 says, I'm a former bartender. Bars charge full cocktail prices for mocktails because they can. They're greedy.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're there. You want to have fun with everybody else.
Yeah.
You don't care.
We don't want you to feel left out by not getting screwed. So we are going to charge you the same we would charge if you were getting alcohol. I mean,
we're going to describe it in a foo-foo way so that you think it's all fancy.
Yeah. You don't want to just have water. Oh, gross.
Club soda.
That's a totally separate topic for another day. But while we're winding down here at the end, I'm going to ask this. Katie, every time we go out, she orders water. Not like to spite me or something. She just, that's what she orders. She likes water. She drinks water. She wants to be hydrated. She doesn't want a soda. And I will tell you, about half the time when she orders water, the waitress or waiter kind of goes, ooh, like scrunches up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they think, oh, this is a cheapskate. Oh, God, they're just doing this because they're cheap, and I'm not going to get a good tip here. And I've told her, like, can you order a soda and a water? Because I've noticed we don't seem to get as good a service sometimes when you just order the water.
She doesn't drink when you guys go out? She'll have a
beer, but usually like eat something first and then they'll come back and be like, "Hey, do you want something?" Like, "Oh, you know what? Let's get a beer."
So our experience with her when she ordered a drink right away, that was,
we were going out for social purposes there. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. She worked pretty hard.
She almost had to get into a fist fight to get that drink. Yeah. It was ridiculous. All right. We're out of here. Dana Parks is up next. We'll be back at 10 a.m. tomorrow. See you guys then. Love you. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.